news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome to Monday. Heading for a high around 90 today. How many showers will we enjoy this afternoon? We'll find out from Dr. Bill coming up in just a couple minutes. First, now, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are telling us accident-free conditions and light traffic coming up the Eastern Shore from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, northbound 65 up towards Saraland, we've got light traffic. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Log on to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Cavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Cavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our families safe. And the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the criminal defense bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
All right, 609 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you along. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. 73 now, heading for high in the 80s. And more discussion about the rain chances for today with Dr. Bill coming up at about 6:35. Plus the tropics. Remember, we were watching something out there in the Atlantic last week. It'll bring us up to date on tropical activity. We're not the peak or anywhere near the peak of hurricane season, but the foothills. Mm-hmm. The foothills of hurricane season right now. We'll get into that coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning. And we'll talk about your lovely weekend, too.
Your lovely weekend? Dalton's lovely weekend?
Yes. We're going to do that throughout the morning. So stay tuned, as they say. Let's get you to your news headlines. Of course, overnight, we're hearing this great news of another young man being rescued, you know, overseas in this cave situation. I mean, it's riveting. It's absolutely riveting. Less than 30 minutes ago, saying that a fifth child has been rescued. We're waiting for, of course, more information for that to flesh out throughout the morning. But gosh, what a tough situation indeed. Let's bring it closer to home as a sigh of relief this morning as the very last suspect of a crime spree which crossed multiple state lines, which include Alabama and Mississippi. This person's back behind bars. 21-year-old DeVarian Edwards of Moss Point, Mississippi. He will be extradited to Clark County, Alabama after being arrested in Texas. You just heard three states for
yes,
one man,
yes.
Okay? And one person is now dead. Edwards will face a capital murder charge after allegedly shooting and killing an accomplice during a incident back in May in Jackson. He was arrested in Texas following a brief chase with the U.S. Marshals. Edwards and three other men, Kyle Webb, Xavier Williams, and Siler McKenzie, stole a vehicle May 24th in Pascagoula before carjacking a couple on I-10 near the Moss Point exit. They then robbed a gas station before heading toward Jackson, Alabama. Then on May 25th, as the men were getting out of the vehicle, Edwards and Webb began shooting at McKenzie and Williams, so basically turning the gun on one of their partners. McKenzie was shot multiple times. Williams was able to get away without being injured. Edwards and Webb also took off. As for McKenzie, he was found dead in Jackson. Webb and Williams, both later arrested following a police chase. Edwards once again has been captured and faces a capital murder charge after being on the run for the past 6 weeks. And we are waiting for an update on that little boy, 2-year-old, found at the bottom of a swimming pool by a family member in Theodore. Mobile Fire Rescue Department responded just before 5 p.m. Sunday to a home in Theodore where that little guy was found. What we know is that he was transported to the University of South Alabama Medical Center here in Mobile. We are expecting an update on his condition at any moment. And once we get that, we'll bring that to you on FM Talk 106.5. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. You know, more on the extraction of those boys from the cave in Thailand. Interestingly, that the leaders of that diving expedition are two English, recreational English divers there. They do recreational cave divers mm-hmm. that have been assisting in this program, and they have so much more experience even than the Thai SEAL, the SEAL team there
yes.
from the Thai military. These two men are leading that, and the cave diving thing is pretty sketchy diving. I know that some of the springs in Florida where I've gone diving before, you have to go like vortex springs. You have to get a key. Mm-hmm. The cave at the bottom of those springs has got a grid over a gate, and you have to go and you have to sign a bunch of stuff and get a key to unlock that gate to be able to dive down into the cave because the inherent risks that go on with it. Obviously, visibility an issue, obviously because of dark, but also they have turbid water mm-hmm. there because of the rains and the runoff, so you have a situation with, even with dive lights, they can't see at a distance, but these divers are so experienced in cave diving, they are leading the expedition in and out of the cave, getting these children out,
and
so
we,
it's pretty interesting. They're volunteering. They happen to be in the area, they happen to be diving for sport, and they've stayed on,
yeah.
and they're helping the extraction.
And we can't forget about the one person, the gentleman who lost yep. his life trying to help out. Very yep. experienced diver, which made people think, what's going to happen with these children? Because none of them could swim.
Right.
And it's monsoon season, yes. but the rain that they were expecting overnight has held off, and so that's why they're trying to hurry up and, you know, do more. But you think about how weak these children are. And,
oh, yeah.
And the coach as well. So knowing that a fifth young man has been
they've been down there, what, 10 days?
More than that.
Yeah,
they were found after 10 days.
Yeah,
so it's been at least 16 days since.
Wow. They are in the dry. People thought mm-hmm. there was a graphic I think was important to see last week that came out. Basically, picture this: the cave system has a low spot mm-hmm. in the cave system. That's the area that's become this inundated section. They could wade through portions of it, and then it fills up to the ceiling of the cave and others. And that's the area they have to use the scuba to get through. They are in elevation up higher in the cave mm-hmm. to where they're out of the water, but they have to walk down, then wade through, then go underwater to come back, go low to come back up in elevation to get back out of the water on the other side.
God bless all the countries who are helping out, pitching in, you know, providing assistance, and the prayers that are helping these young men be pulled to safety. So
absolutely.
We'll keep you posted on any new updates coming out throughout this morning.
All right, 6:15 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A convicted killer is back in custody after he escaped from prison and had South Mississippi on edge for days. Michael Wilson, also known as Pretty Boy Floyd, broke out of prison in Greene County Thursday afternoon. For 3 days, the Gulf Coast was on high alert. Wilson was serving two consecutive life sentences for two murders when he escaped. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office caught Floyd in St. Martin, just 40 miles from Mobile, Saturday night. A pack of dangerous dogs is terrorizing neighborhoods in Midtown and downtown Mobile. Three dogs are being blamed for killing dozens of cats. A group of concerned neighbors say they're worried the animals may hurt a child next.
You know, my neighbors are worried about letting their kids come outside and play. We're just worried for anybody walking their dogs because they have been aggressive towards people.
The group has contacted the city of Mobile and Animal Control to help with their efforts to get the dogs off the street. The FAA and NTSB are investigating the crash of a twin-engine plane in Orange Beach. A pilot and four passengers were able to walk away after the plane crashed near a toll plaza in Orange Beach. The plane experienced engine trouble shortly after takeoff. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Probate judges do a lot more than just sell car tags. They preside over 1,500 hearings a year.
I'm Alan Lipscomb, candidate for probate judge of Baldwin County. Not only am I an experienced probate attorney, I'm an experienced business owner. Just last year, more than $40 million went through my accounts, and I'm responsible for every penny. I'm probate attorney Alan Lipscomb, humbly asking for your vote for Baldwin County probate judge. I don't sue people for a living. I help them.
Paid for by committee to elect Alan Lipscomb, P.O. Box 471, Fairhope, Alabama.
Hey, Mr. World here, about to experience one of the world's fastest fighter jets. It reminds me of Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses, because their in-store labs can help you get your glasses super fast. Like, same-day fast. Wear them home today fast. Oh, better pack a parachute fast.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Good morning, 618 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-1 on Sunday. Mobile's only run of the game came from a solo home run off the bat of outfielder Brennan Lund. The series opener in Pensacola was the beginning of a 9-game road trip for the Bay Bears. Tonight, the Wahoos and Bay Bears meet for game 2 of their 5-game series in Pensacola. First pitch is set for 6:35 p.m. In NASCAR, 22-year-old Eric Jones earned his first career win in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona on Saturday night. Jones passed Martin Truex Jr. on the final lap to take the checkered flag. Truex finished second, ahead of A.J. Allmendinger in third place. There were 10 cautions during the race, and multiple top competitors were involved in those crashes, including Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, and Denny Hamlin. On the PGA Tour, Kevin Na earned his second career victory on the tour on Sunday at a military tribute at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. At 19 under par, Na finished the tournament a full 5 strokes ahead of second place finisher Kelly Kraft. Na's last win on the tour was in 2011 at the Shriners Hospital Open. He began Sunday 1 shot behind the leaders, went on to shoot 6 under par in the final round. Brant Snedeker and Jason Kokrak finished tied for 3rd at 13 under. Bubba Watson finished in a tie for 13th. He had a final round 2 over 72 with 4 bogeys and 2 birdies that ended his chances at victory. In the World Cup, there are now 4 teams remaining following the quarterfinal matches that were played over the weekend. On Friday, France beat Uruguay 2-0 with goals from Raphael Varane and Antoine Griezmann. France hasn't reached the semifinals since 2006 when they finished runner-up to Italy. Later on Friday, Belgium upset Brazil 2-1 to reach the semifinals for the first time since 1986. Those two teams will meet with a spot in the final on the line tomorrow at 1 p.m. Then on Saturday, England shut down Sweden 2-0 with goals from Harry Maguire and Dele Alli. England will play in the semifinal for the first time since 1990 when they lost to West Germany in a shootout. In the final quarterfinal game, Croatia ended the host team Russia's magical run in a shootout after finishing 120 minutes tied at 2 goals apiece.
Akinfeev needs a save or a miss to keep Russia alive. Rakitic converts! Croatia on to the World Cup semifinal!
Before that game, Croatia beat Denmark in penalty kicks, so with their shootout win over Russia on Saturday, Croatia became only the second team to win consecutive shootouts in a World Cup after Argentina did the same in 1990. Croatia and England will play on Wednesday at 1 p.m., with the winner either facing France or Belgium in the final. In the UFC on Saturday night, light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier beat heavyweight champion Stipe Miocic by knockout 4 minutes and 33 seconds into the first round. With the title win at heavyweight, Cormier became the second fighter in UFC history following Conor McGregor to hold titles in 2 divisions simultaneously. And following his win, former UFC heavyweight champion Brock Lesnar came into the cage to tease a potential showdown between he and Cormier in the coming months. And former NFL Pro Bowler Brandon Browner was arrested on Sunday in Southern California after police say he broke into the house of an ex-girlfriend who had a restraining order against him. Police say the 33-year-old broke into the house, threatened to kill the woman, and stole a Rolex watch valued at about $20,000. Browner was booked on felony charges on Sunday at the Laverne Police Department. 622 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is Derek Williams. I know both candidates running for district court judge better than most anyone, and to me, the choice is clear. George Zogby has quadrupled the experience, almost 26 years as a lawyer. George Zogby is the only candidate with a real plan to remove the repeat offenders off of our streets. That's why I'm asking everyone to take time out of their busy schedule to vote for George Zogby for district court judge on Tuesday, July 17th.
I'm George Zogby. I approve this message, and I'm asking for your vote.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've got an accident-free condition so far this morning in light traffic between Mobile and Daphne across the Bayway. So far, if you're traveling from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard, and all the way to the 1065 split, light traffic and no major backups or delays. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 624, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. Happy Monday morning to everyone. As you know, a big announcement which impacts the entire country is scheduled for this evening. Here's the tweet from @RealDonaldTrump. Looking forward to announcing my final decision on the United States Supreme Court Justice at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course, which is 8 p.m. our time. At the White House, an exceptional person will be chosen. That's the quote. Well, whomever's name will be announced, our Democratic Senator Doug Jones says that he is open to considering President Donald Trump's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court, saying, quote, I'm open to voting yes. He said that during an interview Sunday on CNN's State of the Union program. He says, I'm open to voting no. I don't think my role is to be a rubber stamp for the president, but it's not an automatic knee-jerk no either. He goes on to say, I'm concerned about this nominee and the direction the court will take. I do not want to see things turn radically. It does not mean that I'll vote yes or no. It's premature. The name of President Trump's nominee will replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. Once a nominee is named, guess what? They're expecting a showdown between both sides on the aisle. So we'll keep you posted on what's happening with that. But the big news coming out today, that announcement coming from the president, all eyes will be on POTUS come 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. More than a dozen stolen guns are on the move, and Mississippi police need your help. Mississippi Coast Crime Stoppers say the suspects first stole a vehicle from a home in George County on the night of July 4th, or maybe in the early hours of July 5th. At least 15 guns were stolen from a pawn shop in Jackson, Alabama, after thieves crashed that vehicle into the store. A few hours later, that same car was used in an attempted burglary in Leakesville. When they didn't make off with what they wanted to for that crime, they say the suspects drove to Jackson, where they backed a stolen vehicle into the doors of the Pine City Gun and Pawn Shop. So here's what authorities are looking for. They say the suspect stole 8 sporting rifles and either 7 or 8 guns from that pawn shop. If you have information, call 877-787-5898, or you can email the Crime Stoppers at mscoastcrimestoppers@gmail.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 627 FM Talk 106.5. Reminder, the Summer Better Than Others contest going on now. Your chance the last couple days here to get registered at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get your name in the registration box once per day. We'll do the drawing here. Was tomorrow Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll do the last day to register is tomorrow, and then we'll do the drawing on Wednesday and announce the newest qualifying winner on Thursday. But also coming up Wednesday, we'll have a new place to register. It'll be the last week, last place you can register before we draw the big winner next week.
And that is, of course, detailed. You can go to our website and look at all the participating sponsors. And here's how it works. So you go to each of the locations. Right now, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. We'll draw for that weekly prize, like Dalton said. And then you're in for $5,500 worth of goodies in the giveaway.
That's right. And it's a great prize. And I want to thank our sponsors also. Cart Doctor, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, of course, where you can go this week. Grey Gulf Charters, Carrot Patch Jewelers, Old Time Feed, and Goldfingers. So those sponsors helping to put together a really great prize package that we'll give away next week.
All right. We'll get to talking about the weekend activities. I know a lot of us hit the water over the weekend, which is good because it was warm over the weekend. And Dr. Bill will talk about some of those temperatures and what we have to expect for the week. And reminder, too, it's makeover time for the Bankhead Tunnel. We'll give you details as they close from 9 tonight to 4 in the morning for makeover. That's right.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A 19-year-old accused of shooting and killing a teenager at a concert in Mobile will be in court today. Prosecutors will lay out some of their case against Jamarcus Holyfield during a preliminary hearing this morning. He's charged with the murder of 15-year-old Anissa Baker on Easter Sunday. Holyfield is also charged with a shooting on Catherine Street in November of last year. He remains in jail on a $150,000 bond. Another fox attack in Baldwin County, the fourth in just over a month. A man was bitten on his foot while sitting on his porch in Robertsdale on Sunday. It happened on Mattingly Street. A few hours later, a group at a nearby park told police a fox charged at them. Officers captured the fox on East Chicago Street. The animal will be tested for rabies today. This follows a string of incidents involving foxes in Baldwin County. Baldwin County officials say they've tested dozens of foxes for rabies since the first attacks. Authorities made quite a catch off Pensacola Beach over the weekend. The Coast Guard and other law enforcement agencies found 77 pounds of cocaine floating south of Pensacola Beach. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along, with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go, because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the Next Radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Craneworks Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
A fifth boy has been extracted from that cave in Thailand. Correspondent Matt Rivers reports an ambulance took him straight from the rescue site to a hospital isolation ward.
They're doing that out of an abundance of caution to make sure that if their immune systems are weakened, they're not infected by anything here above ground after spending so long down in that cave.
The Trump administration has until tomorrow to reunite children 5 and under with the parents from whom they were separated at the southern border. Correspondent Abby Phillip.
Government officials say they still need to track down dozens of parents who are no longer in custody, including 19 who were already deported.
President Trump has narrowed his list of possible Supreme Court nominees to 4 and is expected to announce his choice at 9 Eastern Time tonight. The administration has temporarily halted billions of dollars of payments to insurers required under the Affordable Care Act. Medicare officials blame a court ruling that found a flaw in the system that determines risk adjustment payments. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Starbucks outgoing executive chairman Howard Schultz says a recent slowdown in China will be short-lived, seeking to ease investor concerns that the U.S. coffee chain is under pressure in the fast-growing market. Reuters says Schultz also hinted at a potential tie-up with e-commerce giant Alibaba's billionaire founder Jack Ma that could help rev up online coffee sales for the chain in China. Starbucks said last month China's same-store sales would be flat to slightly negative in its second biggest market in the spring quarter, versus 7% growth a year ago, triggering a sharp drop in the company's share price. Costco Shipping's takeover of rival Orient Overseas International has received the blessing of a U.S. National Security Review Body, removing a major overhang of the $6.3 billion deal. China state-run Costco says the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. has cleared its planned takeover of the Hong Kong-based container shipping operator. Crude oil trading at $73.65 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5 and 74 now at our studios. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So the weekend, I know I spent mine on Dolphin Island, was pretty darn nice on Saturday. Got some showers by the end of the afternoon. Yesterday morning started out soggy, but ended up pretty. So, just summertime, I guess.
Yeah, we actually had quite a bit of shower activity yesterday. A lot of it coming in from the Gulf and kept the clouds around. So officially at the airport, only 86 was the high yesterday. That's 5 degrees below what the normal high would be this time of the year. As for rainfall, the airport finally picked up a decent shower, 1.26 yesterday, and we're getting close to the 2-inch mark so far for the month of July. It looks like things are going to sort of quiet down a little bit. We've got a decent chance for some thunderstorms this afternoon, not quite as widespread as yesterday. And so skies will be partly cloudy, and the reduction in the coverage of rain will make a difference in temperatures today, up to 92 for this afternoon. And tonight we could see some isolated evening thunderstorms around, low tonight in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, again, some afternoon thunderstorms, but enough sunshine so we'll get up to 92 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. And the pattern is set all the way through the weekend, with partly cloudy skies, some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and the temperatures in the lower 90s. And so that's the way it's going to look for tomorrow and on through Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, got to ask you about the tropics. How are they looking?
Well, we've had a bit of activity over the weekend. I mentioned last week when Beryl formed out in the Atlantic that it really wasn't going to amount to very much. By the time it got to the Caribbean, it should weaken, and that's what's happened over the Leeward Islands. It has really dissipated, just a bunch of thunderstorms right now, and those remnants will continue on across Puerto Rico and on into the Bahamas. It doesn't look like there'll be any redevelopment. In the meantime, we've got Chris, which is a tropical storm just southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, far enough out in the Atlantic so that most of the storm is really affecting out of the ocean waters and not much in the way of the Carolinas. That storm, though, could intensify into a hurricane. It's stationary right now, but it should start to move northeast and out into the open Atlantic as a hurricane out over the Gulf Stream. Eventually, late in the weekend, it could possibly impact Nova Scotia or Newfoundland up in Canada. As far as the United States is concerned, it's going to stay well offshore. So we're in good shape at this time.
All right, so that's all that's on your radar right now.
That's all we concern right now, those thunderstorms left from Beryl and also Chris, which should stay off the U.S. mainland.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, sitting at 75 now at FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll check in with Kane for traffic.
I'm Brandi Hambright, candidate for Mobile County Circuit Court Judge. I believe people want honesty and transparency in the courtroom. Citizens want to be heard and to know their judges are working for them. On July 17th, a vote for me will put honest, conservative values on the bench. I have nearly 2 decades of courtroom experience. I respect the law, and I am not afraid to be tough. Remember, vote Brandi Hambright on July 17th to keep our court conservative. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Brandi Hambright Circuit Court, P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear, but in Baldwin County, at County Road 55 at Ben Essie's Road, two-car accident with one overturned and injuries. This is going to be in Silver Hill, just north of County Road 32. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. With no-cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance, see them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Why does Dr. David Northcutt keep spreading lies about Chris Elliott? What does Dr. Northcutt have to hide? Several years ago, Dr. Northcutt was caught dispensing narcotics without a license. He pled guilty and was punished with probation. A few years later, the state of Alabama again charged Northcutt with 10 counts of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications. And again, they found him guilty, and he paid thousands in fines. Today, Northcutt is facing another set of complaints, federal complaints, about his misuse of patients' private information. Who'd have thought a politician who's been found guilty of providing fraudulent communications? No wonder you can't trust David Northcutt to tell the truth. Get the facts at GuiltyDoctor.com.
All right, 641 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you along. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and you. Oh, and speaking of which, you and I both need to head on out to the Original Oyster House for multiple reasons. Number one, fantastic seafood. Number two, great service. Number three, great views. Number four, a chance to show off those great views and win fabulous prizes. Okay, here's how it works. The chance for you to post up a picture of a sunset from an Original Oyster House location and win dinner for two up to a $50 value plus other great prizes like an Original Oyster House tote bag filled with goodies. This runs through August 31st. Here's how it works. You go to either location of the Original Oyster House during sunset. You take a photo of the sunset from inside or outside the restaurant, but showing the restaurant or showing, you know, from inside the restaurant out. And then post that to Facebook.com/Original Oyster House with the hashtag OOH Sunset. Now, the winner of the OOH Sunset contest will be selected by the Original Oyster House restaurants. Facebook likes of the sunset post and or creativity of the sunset post can improve a participant's chance of winning. Participants can campaign for likes by tagging after posting to the Original Oyster House Facebook page and sharing the post on their own Facebook pages. By posting your hashtag OOH Sunset on the Original Oyster House Facebook page, you fully and unconditionally agree to be bound by these rules and the decision of the restaurants, which will be final and binding in all matters related to the promotion. That's all the lawyery stuff. The fun part of it, you can get more details on their website. Fun part of it is you go have a great dinner or a very, very, very late lunch at the Original Oyster House and then snap that picture. You think about the sunset, Little Lagoon, pretty fantastic looking from the original Oyster House in Gulf Shores, looking west over Little Lagoon, or on the causeway, you got that sun setting over the city of Mobile with the delta and the bay in the shot as well. Not telling you how to do your art, just some suggestions.
Sounds romantic.
Yes, it is very nice, and it's your chance to win dinner for two. So take that photo and post it, hashtag it, OOH Sunset, to Facebook.com/Original Oyster House. All right, 644, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thanks, Sean and Dalton. Good morning to you on this Monday morning. The search continues for a man missing from Mobile since May. According to Mobile Police, 32-year-old Michael Edwards was last seen May 13th in the downtown Mobile area. He does not have any known diagnosed physical or mental health conditions. He was last seen wearing a red short sleeve shirt, jeans, or khaki pants, and carrying a blue duffel bag. If you know of this description of a man you've recently seen, you are urged to contact Mobile Police at 251-208-7211. Listen to this. Soaring fuel prices in Haiti are impacting Alabama church groups doing missionary work there, as young people and leaders are now stranded in Haiti as the State Department advises Americans not to fly to the island. island country. More than a dozen members of Alabama church groups are stranded there right now. Mission groups from First Baptist Church, Russville, and a faith community church in Trussville. They're all sheltering in place as demonstrations in the capital of Port-au-Prince are happening. So they're all there in Haiti to host vacation Bible schools and visit children's hospitals. Here's a quote that the group sent out to their families who are very concerned. Flights being canceled, limited airport personnel. Unless things change, we'll hunker down again today. Everyone is well. A little stir crazy maybe, but we're all okay. No cell signal, no internet. They're having to use a satellite phone. So they do expect to be home by midweek this week. Church held a prayer vigil over the weekend. So here's the issue. The government ordered spikes in their gas prices, a move that has since been suspended, but at least three people have died as angry crowds attacked luxury hotels and businesses. One of the pastors on the group says his group of 31 students, they are safe, they are secure on that compound, which is several miles from the unrest, but they can see the smoke from the fires, which have been started by protesters. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:45. I would suggest this. I have not gone on a mission trip there, but I have two friends. Well, my best friend has done it a couple times, too. Going down there, and you know what you get back for what you give is just hearing from him is awesome.
Priceless,
they've done water and wells system and water pumps and stuff down there, and you work hard and do that, but what you get back in smiles and gratitude from the people. So once stuff gets straightened back out, keep it up. The mission trips are great things that
well
are going
said.
On. 6:46, we'll check in with News 5 coming up next.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600, or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the criminal defense bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A convicted killer is back in custody after he escaped from prison and had South Mississippi on edge for days. Michael Wilson, also known as Pretty Boy Floyd, broke out of prison in Greene County Thursday afternoon. For 3 days, the Gulf Coast was on high alert. Wilson was serving two consecutive life sentences for two murders when he escaped. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office caught Floyd in St. Martin, just 40 miles from Mobile, Saturday night. Pack of dangerous dogs is terrorizing neighborhoods in Midtown and downtown Mobile. Three dogs are being blamed for killing dozens of cats. A group of concerned concerned neighbors say they're worried the animals may hurt a child next.
You know, my neighbors are worried about letting their kids come outside and play. You know, we're just worried for anybody walking their dogs because they have been aggressive towards people.
The group has contacted the City of Mobile and Animal Control to help with their efforts to get the dogs off the street. The FAA and NTSB are investigating the crash of a twin-engine plane in Orange Beach. A pilot and four passengers were able to walk away after the plane crashed near a toll plaza in Orange Beach. The plane experienced engine trouble shortly after takeoff. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Chad Summerlin, group leader of Bama Cary. Police Chief Shane Stringer and House District 102 candidate has our support. As a veteran law enforcement officer, Chief Stringer has always supported the Second Amendment. We have joined Sheriff Sam Cochran and Public Safety Director Jimmy Barber and others in supporting Chief Stringer, the first to propose arming training teachers to protect our children. Tough on crime, a reputation for getting the job done. On Tuesday, July 17th, vote Shane Stringer.
Paid for by Shane Stringer for HD 102, Post Office Box 92, Citronelle, Alabama, 36522.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-1 yesterday. Mobile's only run of the game came from a solo home run off the bat of outfielder Brennan Lund. The series opener in Pensacola was the beginning of a 9-game road trip for the Bay Bears. And tonight, the Wahoos and Bay Bears meet for game 2 of their 5-game series in Pensacola. First pitch is set for 6:35 p.m. In NASCAR, 22-year-old Eric Jones earned his first career win in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona on Saturday night. Jones passed Martin Truex Jr. on the final lap to take the checkered flag. Truex finished second ahead of A.J. Allmendinger in third place. There were 10 cautions during the race, and multiple top competitors were involved in crashes, including Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, and Denny Hamlin. On the PGA Tour, Kevin Na earned his second career victory on the tour on Sunday at a military tribute at the Greenbrier. At 19 under par, Na finished the tournament a full 5 strokes ahead of second place finisher Kelly Kraft. Na's last win on tour was in 2011 at the Shriners Hospital Open. He began this Sunday 1 shot behind the leaders, went on to shoot 6 under par in the final round. Brant Snedeker and Jason Kokrak finished tied for third at 13 under. In the World Cup, there are now 4 teams remaining following the quarterfinal matches played over the weekend. On Friday, France beat Uruguay 2-0 with goals from Raphael Varane and Antoine Griezmann. France is reaching the semifinals for the first time since 2006 when they finished runner-up to Italy. Later on Friday, Belgium upset Brazil 2-1 to reach the semifinals for the first time since 1986. France and Belgium will meet with a spot in the final on the line tomorrow at 1 p.m. On Saturday, England shut down Sweden 2-0 with goals from Harry Maguire and Dele Alli. England will play in the semifinal for the first time since 1990. And following that game, Croatia ended the host team Russia's magical run in a shootout after finishing 120 minutes tied at 2 goals apiece.
Akinfeev needs a save or a miss to keep Russia alive. Rakitic converts! Croatia on to the World Cup semifinal!
Croatia and England will play on Wednesday at 1 o'clock, with the winner facing either France or Belgium in the final. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and congratulations, too, to the Croatian community right here in Mobile, people that moved here to Mobile, that friends of our family. They're fired up about that big win.
Yeah, I wonder if they had a World Cup watch party on Friday. That would be cool to check out.
Put it this way, the catering was probably fantastic. Oh, put it that way.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department are clear. Keep in mind, state troopers are on the scene of an accident in Baldwin County at County Road 55 and Benesses Road. Two cars involved, one overturned in Silver Hill. That's just north of County Road 32. Car Doctor is moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. With new and used golf carts from Yamaha and all the other brands, electric or gas, call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Radio station contests are everywhere, but some are better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65, and Moffitt. You could win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1 in 5 chance of winning the grand prize, including a Liberty Fat Boy Jr. safe, as well as a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Goldfingers, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, an inshore fishing charter from Gray Gulf Charters, a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, and Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and our Facebook, Local Business, Local Winners. From your local hometown radio station. Register now through Tuesday at Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65, and Moffitt Road for the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Sean Sullivan for Goldfingers. I don't know if you noticed, but Chick-fil-A on Dolphin Street shut down for a remodel. They'll be back open, I think, in 3 weeks, they said. This is a great time for you to check something out right there in your neighborhood, right there where you work, right where you live, across the street from Chick-fil-A, brand-new restaurant called Goldfingers. I was in there the other day. Loved the chicken fingers. I had the fried and the grilled. A huge selection from salads to burgers and everything in between. Goldfingers, brand-new in town. Go check them out. Make a new habit today. Goldfingers on Dolphin Street. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane. We're all here. Glad you're here on this Monday as things are getting back to normal. I think for a lot of folks, last week, a big holiday weekend. I know that looking at the people when I got back down to Dolphin Island that were still there, Dolphin Island was full. It was a sign right there. The island is full. I still think there was room. And, of course, same thing was true in South Baldwin.
What's the max occupancy on that island down there?
What we call Mayor Collier, say, like when are we maxed out? It was good. It was good to see everybody down there. Got out and enjoyed everything that Dolphin Island had to offer. Also, we'll talk about when we get back some waterways right here in the city of Mobile as y'all went back kayaking.
Oh, yeah, Three Mile Creek.
Y'all are kayak freaks.
No, last time it was a canoe. Okay, this is our first kayak.
Oh, okay, so you stepped it into the kayak. We'll talk about it.
The newlywed Mobile.
You too, I swear. Get into that all in hour number two of Mobile Mornings, which happens next.